This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for PADCEV. Active ingredient, S-N-42-mabvidotin. This leaflet provides important information about using PADCEV. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using PADCEV. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I being given PADCEV? PADCEV contains the active ingredient N42-mabvidotin. PADCEV is used in adults to treat urothelial carcinoma. PADCEV is given to people that have received an immunotherapy medicine and also received a platinum-containing chemotherapy medicine. People get PADCEV when their cancer has spread or cannot be taken out by surgery. What should I know before I'm given PADCEV? Warnings. Do not use PADCEV if you are allergic to N42-mabvidotin or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can be given this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have high blood sugar or diabetes, are currently experiencing numbness or tingling in your hands or feet. Take any other medicines including, but not limited to treatment for fungal infections, e.g., ketoconazole, as they can increase the amount of PADCEV in your blood. If you normally take these medicines, your doctor might change it and prescribe a different medicine for you during your treatment with PADCEV. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. These side effects can sometimes become life-threatening and can lead to death. These side effects may happen anytime during treatment or even after your treatment has ended. You may experience more than one side effect at the same time. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. PADCEV may harm your unborn baby and should not be used during pregnancy. If you are a woman starting PADCEV who is able to become pregnant, you should use effective contraception during treatment with PADCEV and for at least 7 months after stopping PADCEV. If you are a man taking PADCEV whose partner is able to become pregnant, you should use effective contraception during treatment with PADCEV and for at least 6 months after stopping PADCEV. It is not known if PADCEV passes into your breast milk and could harm your baby. You should not breastfeed during treatment with PADCEV and for at least 6 months after stopping PADCEV. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Medicines that may interfere with the effect of PADCEV include, but are not limited to, medicines for treating bacterial infections, e.g., clarithromycin, depression, e.g., nafazodone, fungal infections, e.g., ketoconazole, voriconazole, posaconazole, itraconazole, hepatitis C, e.g., bosepravir, telaprevir, infections with the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, e.g., cobicistat, indinavir, nelfinavir, ritonavir, sequinavir, epilepsy, e.g., carbamazepine, phenobarbital, phenytoin, depression, e.g., escitalopram, fluoxetine, sertraline, or the herbal medicine street, John S. wort, also known as hypericum perforatum, tuberculosis, e.g., rifampicin. Do not take PADCEV with the supplement Goldensil hydrastis canadensis. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect PADCEV. How am I given PADCEV? How much to take? PADCEV will be given to you by intravenous, IV infusion into your vein over 30 minutes. Your doctor will decide how much to use, when to take PADCEV. You will receive your PADCEV over periods of time called cycles. Each PADCEV cycle is 28 days and you will receive PADCEV on days 1, 8 and 15 of every cycle. Your doctor will decide how many treatment cycles you need. If you forget to receive PADCEV, if you miss a dose, call your doctor right away to reschedule your appointment. It is very important that you do not miss a dose of this medicine. If you are given too much PADCEV, as PADCEV is given to you under the supervision of your doctor, it is unlikely that you will be given too much. However, if you experience any side effects after being given Padcev, tell your doctor immediately. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while being given Padcev? Things you should do. Call your doctor straight away if you have any of the following skin reaction symptoms: rash or itching that continues to get worse or comes back after treatment, skin blistering or peeling, painful sores or ulcers in mouth or nose, throat or genital area, fever or flu-like symptoms or swollen lymph nodes. These may be signs of a severe skin reaction that can happen while receiving Padcev, particularly during the first few weeks of your treatment. If it occurs, your doctor will monitor you and may give you a medicine to treat your condition. She or he may pause Padcev treatment until symptoms are reduced. If your skin reaction worsens, your doctor may stop your Padcev treatment. Have any symptoms of high blood sugar, including frequent urination, increased thirst, blurred vision, confusion, drowsiness, loss of appetite, fruity smell on your breath, nausea, vomiting, or stomach pain? You can develop high blood sugar during treatment with Padcev. Have any symptoms of lung problems, including cough, shortness of breath, or chest pain? If it occurs, your doctor may pause treatment until symptoms are improved or reduce your dose. If your symptoms worsen, your doctor may stop your treatment. Have any symptoms of nerve damage, neuropathy such as numbness, tingling, or a tingling sensation in your hands or feet, or muscle weakness, burning, stabbing, or shooting pain? If it occurs, your doctor may pause treatment until symptoms are improved or reduce your dose. If your symptoms worsen, your doctor may stop your Padcev treatment. Have eye problems such as dry eyes during your treatment? You can develop certain eye problems while receiving Padcev. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are being given Padcev. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Padcev affects you. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. You will not be asked to store Padcev. It will usually be stored in the fridge at 2C28C at the pharmacy or on the ward. Unused portion of the infusion solution will not be stored for reuse. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. Any unused medicine or waste material will be disposed of by your doctor in accordance with local requirements. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Bleeding related. Low red blood cells, anemia. Decreased white blood cell count. Stomach related. Nausea, diarrhea, and vomiting. General. Tiredness. Abnormal walking, gait disturbance. Weight loss. Eating related. Decreased appetite. Change in sense of taste. Eye related. Dry eye. Skin related. Hair loss. Liver related. Increased liver enzymes, aspartate aminotransferase, AST, or alanine aminotransferase, ALT. These are blood tests. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Skin reactions. Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Toxic epidermal necrolysis. Other severe rashes. Tell your doctor right away if you have any of these signs of a severe skin reaction. Rash or itching that continues to get worse or comes back after treatment. Skin blistering or peeling. Painful sores or ulcers in mouth or nose, throat or genital area. Fever or flu-like symptoms. Swollen lymph nodes. Frequency not known. High blood sugar, hyperglycemia. Tell your doctor right away if you have any symptoms of high blood sugar, including frequent urination, increased thirst, blurred vision, confusion, drowsiness, loss of appetite, fruity smell on your breath, nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, may affect up to 1 in 10 people, respiratory symptoms and lung problems, lung inflammation, cough, shortness of breath, chest pain, frequency not known, nerve damage, peripheral neuropathy. Tell your doctor right away if you get numbness, tingling, or a tingling sensation in your hands or feet. Muscle weakness, burning, stabbing, or shooting pain may affect up to 1 in 100 people. Leakage of Padcev out of your vein into the tissues around your infusion site. Extravasation. Tell your doctor or get medical help right away if you notice any redness, swelling, itching, or discomfort at the infusion site. If Padcev leaks from the injection site or the vein into the nearby skin and tissues, it could cause an infusion site reaction. These reactions can happen right after you receive an infusion, but sometimes may happen days after your infusion, may affect up to 1 in 100 people. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Padcev contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. N4-2-mabvidotin. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Histidine. Histidine hydrochloride monohydrate. Trehalose dihydrate. And polysorbate 20. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Padcev looks like. Padcev 20 mg is a white to off-white powder for injection in a vial. Ostar 355870. Padcev 30 mg is a white to off-white powder for injection in a vial. Ostar 367410. Who distributes Padcev? Astellas Pharma Australia Pty Ltd. Suite 2.01, 2 Banfield Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Telephone 1-800-751-755. Medical information. Email aormedinfo@astellas.com. Medical information. Website www.astellas.com/au. This leaflet was prepared in May 2023.